Is it right you do a whole podcast about keeping up appearances?
Yes.
Wow. All about keeping up appearances.
It's niche.
Yeah, listen, people love niche.
People love niche and people love keeping up appearances.
There you go.
So I like the it's efforts.
That is lovely, that one, Tosh.
That's good.
Sean, yours is shite.
Nice one.
That's a nice guy, like good. Sean's kit.
No, it is. It is a good kit, to be fair. But...
Oh, you changed it, you. So, welcome to our very first Euro specials episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We are back after a few week break from the end of the footballing season, and we are here with the first of a few Euro specials to keep you going over the summer, and then we will return for the 24-25 season. We are back with a bit of a bang. We are fresh from our first ever celebrity / influencer / content creator charity match. A great day. And we've got some new features for today's episode. So without further ado, I will let Tosh introduce you to our brand new game, Keep It Up Appearances. Tosh, please explain.
I'll do my best, Callum. So as Callum says, the game is called Keep It Up Appearances. And what we're going to do within this game is I'm going to present the guys with a topic, and the guys are going to keep naming correct answers. If you name a wrong answer, you are out. The last man standing will be the winner. And what we're going to offer is the winner will get two guesses on our end game, Keeping Up Appearances. So two guesses, your best guess wins. So it gives you that better chance of winning the game. So are we ready to go?
Yeah.
We're going to go the order on my screen. So we're going to go Sean, Bob and Callum. So Sean's got advantage to start with. And we're going to go nice and easy, a Euros themed one. I want you to tell me, and just by the way, are we saying if someone says one that's already been said, are they out or are we giving them a second chance? What do you reckon, Sean?
I'd say out.
Well, I don't know, because we could say out, but then this could be a very short game.
Yeah, good point. So keep a track on it.
Yeah.
I think we'll do all right with this one. I think I'll pick a nice one to start. Ready. Right, the first topic... And there's going to be some sort of time limit. I'll decide that. Is anyone who's played in a European, any team that has played in a European Championship final? Nice and easy to start. Sean?
Greece.
2004, correct. Bob?
Portugal.
Also 2004, Callum?
Spain.
Not 2004.
No, they went in 2004, but you're out, I'm afraid.
that was the real quick.
You forgot to say in the 2004.
Yeah, few finals for Spain, but very recently, yeah. Callum, correct. Sean, back to you.
Netherlands.
Yeah, I think only one ever final, 1988. But yeah, definitely a correct answer.
Did he win it?
He did, yeah. Van Basten scoring that goal. Bob?
Germany.
Yeah, you're not having Germany's counted as West Germany as well. We're not doing that game, just to let anyone know who's going to try and sneak that one. Many finals. Go on, Callum.
France.
Correct. Oh, didn't seem too confident.
I was trying to think if someone said it.
Oh, yeah. France. Winners 2084. Sean?
Italy.
Defending champions, very good. Only got five left, so we've done very well with that,
really?
Bob.
England.
Correct. Only appearing in their first ever final last time round. We've got four left, Callum.
My first mention of sausage fingers.
Got one, Callum. You're on the time now.
I'm on a time,
He's looking at the screen there, Tosh.
Three, two.
I think it's right. I'll go Croatia. I don't think you will have them.
Incorrect. No Croatia, unfortunately. I think all of Croatia's successes have been in their World Cups of recent.
Yeah.
Go on, we'll go back to Sean then.
Denmark.
Shit!
I'm guessing that was Bob's one, yeah. 1992 champions. Three more. Potential could be some controversy, maybe four more, but we'll see. These are the difficult ones.
Uh,
Sean's looking up for the timer. I'm going to start putting the counting down.
Yugoslavia.
Oh, do you know what? I think they might be right, actually, but they weren't on my list.
if it is, I win, and I'm packing in.
Do you know what? I'm going to accept Yugoslavia. Yeah, it isn't on the list. Yugoslavia, I think we're in one of the early ones, but we'll accept that one for now.
Even though we don't know if it's true.
No, I think they were, but I think the list I've seen wasn't the list I printed off this morning. Or meant to print off.
Should we not just check it before?
No, we're carrying on, Cal.
Yeah. No, I think the country on the list is Serbia, but I think that would have been Yugoslavia when they were in it. So, and yeah, it was. So, correct.
And that, to be fair, that's very unlike Tosh to give me the point there. So,
yeah, go on, Sean, quickfire. I'm giving that to Bobby's right.
I've only got one more. I've got a feeling. I think I know they got to a semi, but I also think they might have been in that Denmark final. But I might be wrong. I'm going to Czech Republic.
It's a correct answer, but not for the right reasons.
No, so he doesn't get it.
Denmark beat Germany. Czech. I'll give you because it was Czechoslovakia. But they've had Czech Republic have been to a final in '96 as well. England would have played them in Euro '96. Czechoslovakia won it when Panenka did his penalty. Last one, Bob. Last two.
Good shout, Sean.
Very good shout, Sean. The time limit's going to be on because I've spent a lot of it rabbit in the last 2 minutes.
Rude. No, I'm not going to get it. Soviet Union.
Correct.
Fuck off.
No, do you know what? Well, I've just been thinking about the Cold War in history and school. Yeah. Every country you can think of.
Just thinking of communism.
Isn't it? Yeah. Can I ask
we can't have any sort of other guise of Soviet Union as well. That's Soviet Union or USSR.
Does this last country still exist?
You could say that.
Oh, that doesn't help. Well,
is it a real country?
You might say it's a real country, but some people would.
Would I?
I'd say you probably would. Knowing you. Right, Sean, you're on a time limit now. I've been strict on the others. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Belgium.
Belgium's correct. I don't know what happens now. We've got them all.
Oh, sure.
Go on, you can both have two guesses for the final.
Get in.
Fair play, Sean.
That was a great last one. And I tried to put you off there as well with some nonsense. So.
I know, but do you know what? Right at the last minute, I was thinking, why would some people not think Belgium is a real country?
Belgium were finalists in 1980, defeated by West Germany. Very good. I think we'll say that. I think they've been that good. They both deserve a second guess for that one. So Bob doesn't really need one, though, really, does he, I suppose? But yeah, well done, Sean and Bob. Some great knowledge there. Right then. Moving on, Callum, what are we doing next?
Sorry, I thought we had two games now, sorry. But we'll go on to...
So everyone gets a second guess except me? I'm guessing Sean going to end up with.
I don't know if did we do two any given Saturdays? I don't know if we're doing two of them.
Sean's going to have 8 guesses and still not get within 1,000 appearances.
But I think we'll move on from our Euro chat to not talk about our favourite players, but our favourite team. So if Tosh, would you like to please introduce our Maroon 5 for this week?
Will do, Callum. So, obviously no surprises. We're going to look at a Euros-themed one and we'll do a couple of different ones over the next few weeks. But our first one we're going to go for just a bit of a streets won't forget, but also just our personal favourite teams from Euros in the past 20 years. So as always, one of our key things is nostalgia and thinking back to teams we've enjoyed and players we've enjoyed. So we're going to dive straight in pretty standard. We're going to think about the teams that we've enjoyed in the past. Anyone want to jump in straight away? Nothing changes.
I'll go first, I don't mind.
Go on, Callum. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I am going to go with possibly one of the most impressive teams in kind of the recent years. I think maybe a few years before the shirt that Bob's got on, I'm going to go with the Spain 2012 team. Obviously, they won. It was their third consecutive major international tournament. I think they were the first to win the Euros back-to-back as well. Obviously coming off the back of a World Cup win too. A team with so many like sort of iconic players, that obviously that iconic midfield, Busquets, Xavi, Iniesta, had Alonso too. Casillas. And I think obviously the football they played is just unbelievable and so exciting to watch. They absolutely walked the final, beat Italy 4-0. Obviously just such an exciting team and the style of football they played. We kind of hadn't really seen that in anyone else before, and they kind of dominated the international scene for those, four to 6 years. But I think, sort of looking back in hindsight, the thing that got me was that, without knowing, that was like kind of the end of that period for them. That was kind of the end of that era. And the last time we kind of seen those players playing together at such like the high level and winning those tournaments. Obviously, the World Cup after, they kind of flopped. I don't think they made out of their group stages. So I think, you know, looking back, we sort of see how special that was actually to be able to see that and watch that. And at the time, without knowing it was going to be the end of that era. But yeah, I think that makes it all the more special and impressive, I think, that what that team achieved. So yeah, they went out in a fitting way to win that Euros with a 4-0 resounding win against Italy in the final. So yeah, I'm going to go with the Spain 2012 team.
Yeah, great side. Well, out of interest, is there a reason why you would pick that one ahead of the side that won it the first time round? Is there anything in particular, or you've muted? Sorry, Cam.
So I think sort of in hindsight, looking back, I think it is because of that, it being kind of the end of that era, and it was kind of like the parting gift almost, and that was kind of as we were watching, maybe didn't know that was going to be the end of it, and yeah, obviously they just sort of won that in such a special way. So yeah, that's why I reckon, yeah, that's kind of why I favour them over the earlier one that won the first one. But yeah, such an unbelievably good team.
I think as well, didn't they? Like, they were famous, like, in that tournament. I think, like, Torres was sort of coming off the bench. I don't think David Villa was playing any fit. Like, they were playing with, like, Fabregas sort of as a false nine. So it was quite a different setup to what had won them, like, the World Cup. And, you know, I remember during that tournament, a lot of people saying Spain had been boring, because I think famously when they won the World Cup in 2010, every one of the knockout games was 1-0. I think going to the final, I can't remember many of the results, but they seem to have a lot of similar results. And then obviously, as you mentioned, they came and destroyed Italy in that final, like 4-0. They played each other, I think, in the first game of the group as well. And I think they drew. I think Italy had taken the lead and Spain had equalised. So people are expecting quite a close final, but I think, yeah, the way they started off, like, I think, remember that the David Silva score, like a header, I think, just, yeah, it's just so many, you list the players in the team as you did, you know, yeah, it's just unbelievable team.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on the España 2012?
Out of interest, no. I was going to ask Bob, what year is that kit?
When did Arteta leave Everton?
2010, I think.
So I reckon probably 2008, maybe.
Right, okay.
I think. I should know. I should list it on eBay.
Just looking at the team there, Callum, that starts the final. Busquets, Xavi Alonso, Fabregas, Silva, and yes, they basically won it playing six centre midfielders there, haven't they? It's like mad.
Arteta still should have been in there.
Head of Alonso, I'd have thought, anyway.
Yeah.
No, I think
it's going to be hard to beat that.
I think, yeah, maybe. But it's whether it fits the category of what we were looking for. That's my only complaint. There'll be a great side. What do you reckon on that, Sean? Is it fulfilling the criteria, do you think?
I don't know. It depends how clear we were on the brief. Because
not very, because I was saying
it. If we're looking for successful teams, then mine doesn't fit the brief because mine was atrocious. But, yeah, I took it as just a team that kind of like, I don't know, almost like me, kind of like Slovenia have already with me.
Captured your heart.
Yeah, a team that you just think, oh, I quite like these. But not for no reason. Like, there's a reason why everyone likes Spain. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, they were unbelievable. But, yeah, I'm not going to criticise, seeing as, again, no one actually specified. So, yeah, you can have it, Cal. Don't worry about it.
I quite like the way you see it. Like, we'll just define it as, I quite like these. That's a good way of putting it. So, Sean, you hinted at yours. It sounded quite the opposite to Callum Spain. Do you want to bring it in?
Yeah, it couldn't be more the opposite to Callum's, to be fair. So, yeah, my favourite Euros was and always will be 2004. It was just like, it came off the back of like my first World Cup, which was 2002, which was like obviously the one kids our age always talk about. And then the Euros itself were just boss. When you think like it was like total 90 was like in full bloom. You had just like some of the players playing in that tournament were unbelievable. You had like the emergence of Wayne Rooney. You had that golden generation of England back when. I don't know, Bob, did you hate England at this point or did you quite like them at this point?
I liked Rooney. I probably did want England to do well in that, but once he went out, I wasn't asked.
Yeah, I stopped really being bothered about England in 2006. So 2004, I was banged up for it.
Same, Sean.
I kind of blamed Rooney being great in that for him immediately leaving afterwards. So
yeah,
maybe that's where it all started.
And that's the thing, that tournament, obviously, when we think about it, like obviously in the lead up to this tournament, all anyone talked about was that Rooney game against France, innit? That's like the one everyone remembers. But then there was another game that he lit Europe alight in that group. And it was against my nomination this week, which is Switzerland. And I think, I don't know, what was the, I don't know if anyone remembers the score. Was it 3-0? No.
3-0, yeah.
Yeah. And Rooney scored that header, didn't he? After that little clip in by Michael Owen. Yeah, so again, Rooney was just unbelievable in that tournament. But the reason I have chosen Switzerland is not really due to anything they did in that tournament or any other tournament. It's because two of my cousins are half Swiss. So,
did not know that.
Big Basel fans. And for years, like from when I was a little kid, they used to talk about Basel, they'd go to Basel games, they'd sing Basel songs and everything. So I was just surrounded by like all talk about Switzerland and all that. And then it was like all of the players I'd heard about from when I was a kid, they were in a big major, they were in a tournament for the first time. So I got to watch them. And even better, they were in England's group. So it was perfect. And like, I've got a list of some of the players who you may or may not know. And that's not me taking a slight on your ball knowledge. It's just they're not particularly famous players.
I remember the one I only remember.
Go on.
Is it Hakan Yakin?
Well, Hakan Yakin is, yeah, he played. And Murat Yakin is his brother. And he's the current Switzerland manager.
Has he, yeah?
Yeah. So they're two, obviously, two brothers. So they were the main two. They play for Basel. So I always remember them talking about Yakins.
Should have nominated them for the football dynasties.
Should have, actually. Would have been better than the Greys. But there was also, so I'm going through some of the players. There was a player, he ended up at Fulham, actually. He was a keeper called Pascal Zubabula.
No chance that's his real name.
It is. It's a great name. I don't think he played that long. Then in that squad, there was like Stefan Honcho was in it. There was a fella called Tranquilo Barnetta.
I always used to sign him on FIFA all the time.
Yeah. Then there was Benjamin Huggel. He was at Basel, I remember that. Jonathan Vogel. And then Alexander Fry, do you remember him?
Yeah.
He used to be knocking about in the Champions League and that. And then there was also another reason. Do you remember at the time there was a player, he was like an up-and-coming wonder kid. Yeah. At the same time as Rooney, his name is
Von Lanthen or something.
Von Lanthen, yeah. So he was kind of like bursting on the scene at the same time. So it was like, even though I wanted to watch all these random Basel players who turned out to be garbage, but yeah, it was quite exciting to see him because it was like him against Rooney. And then obviously, where's Von Lanthen now? You know what I mean? But it was just that time when I was like, my first Euros I remember watching, and I got to watch these players I'd heard loads about. So yeah, from that point, they've always stuck with me. And I've kind of, due to my cousins having that Swiss in them, I've always kind of got a bit of a soft spot for Switzerland. So I'm hoping to do all right this year as well.
I think that's good. I like it. He always comes up with something different. I think, didn't Rooney have the record for the youngest scorer and then that Von Lanthen break it?
Yeah.
Within the week. That's why that name always stuck in my head. No, I think that's a good. I like a lot of the things you were saying there, Sean. I agree with. I think I'll link into mine when we're done. But Yeah, I think that was a very nice case put forward. Anyone else got any thoughts on? Did they lose every game or?
No, I think they drew. I think they got 1 point in the end because France were in the group as well, weren't they?
Yeah.
So they got beat by France as well, got beat by England, and then I don't know who the fourth
Croatia.
Croatia. I think they might have drawn, so Croatia.
I think it was a good case, Sean. I felt emotional.
As always.
I'm like, yeah, it was, yeah. If only Kilbane was Swiss, we'd all be crying.
Sean, what's the best thing about being from Switzerland?
A sister dying.
No, I don't know either, but the flag's a big plus.
I like it.
I was going to say Toblerone, but...
Oh, yeah, no, just go with that, actually.
Toblerone's the best thing ever.
I mean, on the note, link to what Sean was saying about Rooney and that tournament, has anyone seen the documentary?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah,
unbelievable. So good.
Yeah.
Very good. Obviously, there's a bit on that Switzerland game and that, but yeah, if you haven't watched it, watch it. It's unbelievable.
I'll have to see how close Ruba Bula was to get into his head.
No, have you seen his documentary
Not
as
very.
Well? You've done one on him as well.
Bob saying he wouldn't have. Bob saying he doesn't hear the Zuba Bula, but I bet if he was an answer on any given stat, he'd have got him. Yeah, I'm going to do my. I think mine links to Sean's quite nicely. First of all, being it's from the same tournament, so I'm going to pick Czech Republic from that tournament. And I like a bit like what Sean said. That tournament for me is also the one with your first one where you sort of felt like you knew everything going into it. You'd bought all your match magazines, you'd read all these reports and you didn't know what was going on. And the thing that always excites me about international football, particularly a World Cup, is the idea of seeing these players that you've never seen or heard of before. And I think it happens less and less now considering every game, you know, you watch on the Champions League and watch every single game, but that Czech Republic team was the first time where I don't really remember anyone talking about them beforehand. They were in a group with Germany and Holland and obviously weren't expected to get out that group. Germany were the World Cup finalists 2 years before and they ended up winning every game in the group and progressing to the semi-finals. And I think it was the style in which they did it was just looking at some of the players. You remember some of them, you know, a young Thomas Rosicki, Karol Poborski, Jan Koller, Pavel Nedved, Milan Baros. Speaking of number nines that Callum spoke about before, Jan Koller was absolutely massive. Petr Cech in goal, Ufa Lucy at the back. And I think just that, I remember they played, and I always sort of remember watching that when they played Holland, they beat Holland, I think the second group game, they were 2-0 down, and they came back to win 3-2, and I always remember as a goal, and to be honest, I can't remember it's that game, but a cross comes in, and Koller like chests it down for Baros, who hits it on the rise. And I just remember just them taking over, that you were just desperate for them to win, particularly once England went out. But they unfortunately came up against maybe another Street to Unforget sort of side in Greece in the semi-final, who beat them via a silver goal. And again, it was that thing of when you're sort of, Greece was seen as quite being really boring, obviously just playing for 1-0s, whereas Czech Republic were dead attacking with all these players, even like people like Nedved, you'd heard of him. But, you know, I'd never watched Nedved live, you know, like Poborski, you'd heard of. Rosicki, no, I think, was... Pardon? Oh, sorry.
I thought it was still on mute. So...
Cheers, Bob. Well, yeah, I think just that idea of seeing a team you've never seen. And again, it's been a bit like that for me now. I feel like I'm not as invested in all the teams around Europe this year. It's like when I'm talking about Germany before, they had a lot of players I've not heard of. It's a lot of the Spanish players, like, I'd never seen that Yamal before, properly before Saturday. And I think there's an element of excitement the first time you see someone
who's... He's right up your street, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's a brilliant player, but...
And he's 16.
God.
Sorry, Tosh.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Sorry, shout out to all the lads at the charity match of the day.
Shout out to the Bedworth Massive. Yeah. The Kings. But they won't have made it this far, trust me. We should have said that at the start. Can you put that at the start? She almost said it at the start.
No, what I'll do, I'll clip it up and just say, oh, here's where Tosh speaks. I might just do a Tosh edit, because that's all he wants. They don't care about us.
Stick that on Patreon.
Yeah.
That's what the Tosh sessions. Bit of a tongue twister to that.
Yeah, that's me case for Czech Republic. I'll leave it there. Anyone else? Anyone, any thoughts on Czech Republic, if you remember them or...
Yeah. I remember them, to be fair, from that tournament.
Yeah.
And yeah, because they didn't, am I right? Didn't Barros, was he top scorer?
Yeah, top scorer, yeah.
Which is like, again, it's like, not, I mean, obviously we knew him. He played for Liverpool, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But yeah, again, it's just like, come out of nowhere. No one expected Milan Barros to be getting top scorer. But yeah, I mean, the fact that we remember so many of that team. I remember, like, Karol Poborski. I remember, like, he was, like, one of the coolest players of all time at that point.
Yeah.
Considering he was at the back end of his career, wasn't he?
Well, I was, funny enough, yeah, he was, but I thought in my head he was like 37 then, because he scores that goal in Euro 96. We know, like, that one he scores, like, he like flicks it over the goalie in Euro 96, but he was actually only 32 then. So, you know, you're right, he was at the end, but I had him, yeah, he was like ancient and didn't even play. Yeah,
he's like, really,
yeah, exactly. But yeah, I thought that as well, like, you thought he was there, but
yeah, they were great, to be fair.
And also a bit like England talking about Rooney, you know, Nedved goes off injured, I think, before half time in that semi against Greece, which I didn't remember I was looking before, but you know, that might have been a difference, although you get the impression Greece's name was just on the trophy that year, wasn't it? But
I also think though, Tosh, a thing that helps this is like there's a kit, and that Czech Republic kit.
Yeah.
Sticks in my head as well.
Yeah, but I was also going to say for you, when you were talking about when you like the reason you love 2004, when you did kits, didn't you? You said that Total 98 was something, one, yeah, like you said about that, like all them kits, and then like Holland's kit was a Total 91 as well, style, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah,
it's just like, yeah, everything came together in that tournament. So just, yeah, it was just boss.
Just so many great games, but yeah, again, it just another, I mentioned it, and I think the last one we did in the summer, there was that podcast, it was what it was, like a football history one. They spoke about Euro 2004 last week. It was about like an episode. It was really good talking about Greece and that. So, yeah, little plug for them. I'm sure they don't need it, but they've got the overlap back, and so I think they're okay. But we'll see. The Bedworth Massive might like that.
If you've said it, so of course, you know.
Right, Bob, go on then. Wrap us up.
So again, I'm going for a pretty unserious suggestion for Maroon 5. So I'm going for the most recent iteration of this tournament other than the one we're currently watching. So I'm going for a team from Euro 2020, a tournament the whole of Europe really needed after COVID. So it took place the year after. It was hosted across the continent, final taking place at Wembley. There was mass hysteria over the potential of football coming home, the entirety of the tournament, and in the early part of the game, it looked like this was going to happen. And thankfully, it didn't. So England go 1-0 up early doors. Italy get an equaliser in the after about an hour. Then it goes to the dreaded pens. And comically, England again look like they're on course to win, and then they don't, with three of the last pens being missed. It's a terrible shame of who missed them, but it was quite hilarious the way the game ended. So, because they saved me from absolute misery that could probably only liken to Liverpool winning the league and winning the Champions League, if England had have won it, I will say my nomination is Italy 2020/2021 for depriving England of the trophy. No particular reason other than that, really.
Can I ask?
I'm looking at the squad now, and I'm not even bothered about any of the players. Go on.
Genuinely, like, would it have been that bad if they'd won? Like, why are you bothered?
Just England fans, your average England fans. I'm not including you in this. I mean, Cal, they are insufferable. Only that's in Cal. No, but
when you say how many of these average England fans that you're talking about do you actually know or would see on a day to day basis?
You surround yourself with people who hate England. So
I know, yeah, but just the idea of those gammons having a nice time really pisses me off.
I'm not having that. You'd hate that as much as Liverpool in the league.
It would be very much up there, you know. It'd just be a shorter term irritation.
Hey, Bob, did I ever tell you where I was when England got beat by France in the World Cup?
No.
No. I was at the Proclaimers in Edinburgh.
Oh, get in. That would have been magical, though.
And at various points in the concert, there was just cheers from all around the theatre. And he get just in. Had to like keep stopping in between songs while everyone got out the system. Yeah, it was.
That would have been great.
Mad. I wanted England to win, but I thought you'd have enjoyed it there.
Yeah, I would have.
I generally don't get the whole thing of why everyone hates, well, not everyone, but why there's a certain like group of people who hate England so much.
Even Gerrard.
I like you're not allowed to support England.
I'm not saying you're not allowed to. It's just I hate them.
But why?
I'm with Bob on this. I don't like them.
But why do you hate them so much?
I mean, I don't hate them. Like now, my growing up disliking was probably the fact I didn't want to see Steven Gerrard win one, and like, yeah, especially when he was captain. Especially when he's captain, that would have been the worst thing. And there's probably a hangover from that. But there's also an element of a bit like what Bob says with the fans, who would be insufferable and all this. Like, I don't know. It feels weird to me, like the way they all get into it. And, like, even the other day, I was having a conversation with someone who was like, "Oh God, I'm made up. I had like Scotland to get battered." I was like, why would you actually hate Scotland? Like, what reason would you have to hate Scotland? They've never qualified for anything. You've never played them. That sort of idea of trying to make it tribalistic and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, no, I don't know. These days, I've always said if they played good football, they were exciting to watch. I wouldn't mind England to win. But my frustration is they usually don't. But
yeah, they are. Do you
not want them to win?
No, absolutely not. No.
I want Pickford to do well, but other than that,
I feel no affiliation. I'd happily have Pickford making all the mistakes. I've got no affiliation to them. I'd rather, again, teams you play in international. That's why I quite like international football. And, well, no, I like a World Cup because it's that idea of seeing teams. Like Bob's talked about Italy and barely mentioned them, but you know,
true to form from my maroon.
Someone like Italy, they're just great, and even when they're not great, even when Italy are boring, which they usually are, they're great. They're actually just a great night. The national anthem. Oh, sorry, Bob.
Yeah. The one thing I meant to mention about Italy was the pull on Saka.
Yeah, that was great.
Best part of that tournament.
And again, Chiellini, even like in the semi-final.
Carry on.
The semi-final when he's like hugging on Jordi Alba, like basically saying you're not winning that toss.
No, that is great as well, to be fair.
The thing, like, when you watch a World Cup, for me, and it's like Italy, and you see in Italy, and you see the national anthem, you see how great they sing it, and just Italy being there is great. And like the same with like Argentina, the first time, or like Argentina or Brazil play is just great. England, I always just think, my God, how bored must everyone be when the first time they see England? They're just nothing. The fans are causing problems. Whereas all of them, like, things, like, you know, like, I'm genuinely excited to see France tonight and see what they're like. And maybe for the first time, people around Europe are sort of, oh God, you know, this England team, you know, Foden and people like that, you might be sort of, but I don't know, there's something about it. There's something about Italy I always think, and I always made up, and if I was in charge, I'd make a rule that they weren't allowed to not qualify for a World Cup, because the fact they've not been there makes it a poorer place. But that's my thing. So I like Bob's choice, and they had some good, Chiellini's great. And like even just sorry, I know she tried to interrupt me there twice, Sean, sorry. But the likes of that Chiesa, I haven't seen him since the last one. He was brilliant in that last tournament. He's come in, he looks great again. You just think, like, where's he come from? How great is he? But yeah, no, I'm gonna go with Bob on that one. I like it. Sorry, Sean.
No, the thing for me, don't touch me. I personally think that the Italy national anthem's a bit, do you know if that was England? England can't win.
They could.
If Declan Rice came out and like gave it everything, you'd be.
But the actual anthem.
Less said about him, the better.
But that's not their fault.
And yeah, but
that's not their fault.
That's a reason I hate them as well. The national anthem is absolutely shockingly bad.
I think the national anthem
is
great.
Eurovision.
It's a good national. I think it is.
You say it's fucking awful.
I mean, before the game, I think
this is one of the worst things you've ever said. This, it's not a good national anthem.
Nah,
you know, if we had listeners, they'd be murdering you over this now.
When you hear it, you see Italy's, and again, you see France. France is fantastic as well. When you see that tonight, and then you see ours. Ours is absolutely terrible. Awful.
And said ours though, and it's not really,
and it features sausage fingers as well.
Why does he sing in it?
Yeah, yeah. Takes the lead.
He's playing on Thursday.
He might as well have done last night.
I think it's boss when England in the international tournament and you can support them and they do well. I think it's really good. Like, I'd always want England to win.
You're always want them to win.
You know what? I was won over by the inflatables in the pool. That won me over.
No, they have got now quite a few like likable people. There's not many people like you'd say you dislike in there. I don't think. Like, there's no one I'd say. I'm trying to think if there's someone I'd hate. Not a big fan of Walker. I think he's a bit of a divvy, isn't he? But yeah, no.
What did you say, Bob?
Matter. Just said he was a shagger.
Callum or?
Right. Did we come up with an obvious one, by the way?
No.
Italy.
What did you suggest, Sean?
I think you did, Sean. You said someone in the.
Oh, I said Wales 2016.
Yeah,
go on with that there. We'll take that one. That was a good run, wasn't it? So we'll wrap that up there. We'll have. Are we doing something about it? Someone's getting to vote one out, Sean, now.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know how we'd do it.
The winner of Keeping Up Appearances gets all the power.
Me and Bob.
No. we'll just do the usual and we'll figure that one out.
No, let's do it. I like it, but we need to decide who.
That's not going to be mine.
From now on, we're going to maybe try it where the winner of last week's poll, because on Twitter, we only want it to be four rather than five. If you win last week's poll, you get to vote out one of these.
So it's not Maroon 5 anymore?
Yeah, it is, because there's five options and then one gets voted out.
There's five options, but it narrows it down to four straight away.
For the poll?
Yeah.
And when you have a stupid shout, it can be punished.
I think maybe just because we didn't have a real obvious one this time, maybe we just keep it and then... one's won the poll. I mean, if we get rid of one, it's Bob's, considering he did this whole minute and didn't even mention Italy or any of the players, so...
Yeah, that's odd.
Right, okay then, so we'll finish it up. So we'll just do a little round off. So Callum picked Spain 2012. Sean went for Switzerland 2004. I also went for 2004, but the Czech Republic team. Bob went for their most recent winners, Italy. And we're going to say the obvious one is Wales from 2016. So as always, get back over to X and put your vote in. Okay, and we'll see which international team gets voted over to the island. Right then, we'll hand it over for our Keeping Up Appearances game to Sean.
So, the plan for today's Keeping Up Appearances is to, obviously we'd normally have Premier League teams. This time we're just going to choose the four teams that we've nominated for Maroon 5. So we've got Switzerland, we've got Italy, Spain and Czech Republic, or Cheche, if that's the politically correct way of saying it.
Isn't that a dance move?
Yeah. Right. Spin the wheel and our country... Oh, it doesn't work, it's blurred. Italy.
Whoa. Get in. I know them well.
That's probably a good thing for all of us, I assume. Right, let's move over then to get our number. So, as it's internationals, which we've not done for a very long time, our parameters change. So, rather than 50 and 450, it's now 1 and 120. So, if we spin, our number of caps is 79.
Ooh.
So we're looking for an Italian player who's got as close to 79 appearances as possible.
You two getting two guesses as well, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Me and Rob get two guesses. Now, anyone got any recommendations for Song of the Week?
Oh, a Euro song.
See, I was gonna suggest Altogether Now. Just because it was from 2004.
And Mitchell.
I was going to say there's also another reason, but we're not going to mention it. But yeah, next one, Bob.
cancelled this episode.
You set me up there.
Bob and Callum getting us cancelled this week.
I've done my best all season.
Altogether now, obviously it's an Everton song, which helps, but also for those that don't know, in Euro 2004, they needed a choir. Well, it was actually just before we started, wasn't it? Year six. What would go on to be our secondary school, their choir were asked to sing on the song. So if you listen to the official Euro 2004 England song, you'll hear the dulcet tones of SFX choir. Anyone got any other suggestions of songs?
No, leave that in.
That's good on.
Leave that in, but trim out everything I said.
I'd think like something to be Euros themed.
ABBA.
It's just a song for any band from Europe now.
Yeah. You mentioned the Claim, Sean.
From Paris to Berlin by
Inferno was the original, wasn't it?
Banger.
Wasn't there a Euros remix of that as well?
Yeah.
Something to do with Rooney.
It was a World Cup. That was, I think it was for the World Cup in 2006. Yeah. Good to be can't have that one.
Official Euro song.
Is that the one you put on TikTok?
Tosh, where are Alphabeat from?
They're Denmark, aren't they?
Got to be Fascination.
Could be Fascination, yeah. I'm not opposed to that one.
I knew you wouldn't be.
It's a very, very tenuous link there, isn't it?
But we were fascinated by them teams.
I think altogether that was a good shout. I don't know how you wouldn't do that.
I'm happy with that, but Bob's going to get us a lawsuit on the back of it.
I'll chop it up, don't worry. while you're thinking of your guesses then, head over to YouTube, Spotify, whatever. Listen to The Farm Altogether Now from 2004.
I'm ready to go. I'll just pick one of mine. I know at least one of mine. I don't think anyone will have picked.
I'll just pick two of mine as well. I'm not forced. I have no clue.
I've got two. I'll pick either. I don't mind. I don't think we would have got both of them.
You've got two, Bob and Sean as well.
Yeah. I don't think you would have got both of them, so I'll just go whichever one's not picked.
Right. Time's up then. Sorry. Would anyone like to go first?
Is it better if you go first, so you've got two to give?
Oh, yeah. Go on, then. I'll jump in. So, I really struggled here. Like every Italian player in the world went up my head. But I've just gone for two strikers from a similar era, kind of from the Euro 2004-ish era. And they could have loads. I don't think one of them will have. I'm banking on them having a decent amount of caps, but not loads. So I'm going for Inzaghi and Christian Vieri.
I think
sound reasonable.
But I think there's an element of, because there was a few strikers kicking around, will you have got that many? That would be my thing. Italy's top scorer ever's got something like 30 goals. I don't think Italy, I don't know, my head, I reckon all of our answers will be lower than we think will be my position. I don't know, like maybe apart from like obviously the old, really old, like I'm sure no one's going to say someone like Cannavaro, who's probably got about 140. But I think that everyone's will be a bit lower than we think. But I might be wrong. I don't know everyone's. But yeah, one of them might be good. Could you add them?
No.
That was a bonus treat maybe.
It's getting too complicated now. Oh, should we say as well that for these Euros ones, just as a little trial, the league table is no longer points based as well, is it?
It's goal difference.
The league table based on difference, yeah. So,
oh, right, okay.
So the further you are away, you'll be
the fewer points.
You'll be like plus 70 odd.
Golf way to do it.
Yeah, and then so basically, pointless rules. Lowest scores, the winner.
Yeah.
Winner's podcast.
Really?
Do you want me to start checking, Tosh, for you?
Yeah, go on, do yours quickly then. You said Bob, sorry.
Bob.
Sorry. So the first player that popped into my head was a great bit of a football meme with the sometimes a good, sometimes shit. So I'm going to go for Gattuso. Ben, the second you mentioned Cannavaro, and he's probably got far too many. Maldini's got far too many. So I was going for another defender around that era, and I'm going to say Nesta.
Good shout. Gattuso was one of mine. I was actually potentially going to go with him, to be honest. If I've actually taken mine there, I think he was my guess. I think he'll be in that category, played for a long time. But yeah, again, feels like he should have more, probably have less. But yeah, Nesta, I have no idea. Again, he just seemed to play forever. Them Italian defenders didn't, yeah. But you don't know idea when he starts. I think, was he still playing 2006 when he won the World Cup? I think he probably was. So yeah, I think Nesta's, I think they're both pretty good shouts. I reckon Nesta might be slightly too many. But yeah, Gattuso is mine. Go on, do you want to go, Callum?
Yeah, go on, I can go. So I had one kind of iconic player that I could think of, and then one current player I could think of. I'll go with my usual theme of, well, I think international level 79 is obviously quite a lot, isn't it, generally?
Yeah.
I assume there's always one or two miles ahead, and then the others are kind of, you know, kind of low. 79's a lot, isn't it? I kind of talk through my other options, or would you rather not?
The one I'm going to go for now, I don't think you'll have given.
All right, okay. So one of my options, like the iconic one, was Totti. Possibly thinking along the same lines as Sean. I think possibly just would have had a bit of longevity, and that's probably a, you know, good few tournaments worth. I'm going to go with, though, I think he's the current player, the keeper, who I think started very, very, very young.
Being just loud, yeah.
Thanks, Rob. My guess, or
yeah,
I'm going to go with Donnarumma, who I think started. I think he started playing when he was young, and I think he's been like the first choice keeper since he started. Did he start at PSG, or did he start at
Milan?
Milan.
Yeah, but I just feel like he was there from like young.
He started at Milan very young at 20 when he started playing for Italy, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, I think he's, in my head, I thought he became the number one quite quickly. I can't think of that many other kind of Italian keepers.
Buffon, yeah, but the most famous goalkeeper of all time.
Yeah, I mean, in recent, he took over from Buffon.
I feel like there might have been someone in between. Buffon. He was still playing in 2014, wasn't he?
Sirigu.
I can't think of that next person, is what I mean.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's probably still very young. He starts playing from Lance, something ridiculous, like he was 18 or something.
Yeah, so I think
he's probably, now. I think he's
probably had a few tournaments in him. I mean, nowadays you play a lot, don't you, in a few years, so.
Apart from Italy, haven't qualified for the last two World Cups, but.
You play a lot of games, don't you? In this year nowadays. So yeah, I'll go with him. See how close he is.
Yeah, I think it'll be a decent shout. I think probably too low, but I don't know. You actually did take one of the other ones, Callum, which was Totti. I was thinking him as well. But again, I reckon all of them people from that era are slightly lower than you think, because there were so many of them. And like, I think Italy, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's quite hard. Was at that time, it would have been hard to get an Italy cap. I was then left with two out. I had Totti and Gattuso. And the other two on my list was one, Roberto Baggio. Obviously, absolute legend who seemed to be played in World Cups 1994 and 98. You'd suspect three World Cup span would be a decent amount. But I'm actually going to go with my favourite ever World Cup moment, I think, is 1982 World Cup and the most famous celebration from a World Cup. Marco Tardelli running away. And I know I read a book recently on Juventus, and I know he played at the high level for Juventus for a good time. And again, in Italy, I think I'm gonna go with Marco Tardelli. I don't really know, but I know he was playing for Italy for a while, so that's gonna be my guess. But I don't know, Badman. I'm feeling maybe I should have gone Baggio now, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, I have no opinion on whether he'll be close or not, but I'll trust you that he probably is going to be close.
That is a bit of a stab in the dark, that one, because again, I just know he played for a good while for Italy. And he was at the top level for Juventus for a while.
Sound well, they are all checked.
So you want to reveal it, Cal?
I can reveal it. So So, taking Sean and Bob's closest answers, we have in fourth place 22 points out is Filippo Inzaghi with 57 appearances. Christian Vieri, Sean had 49. So, decent effort. In third place and 16 out was Donnarumma.
Oh.
Not quite close enough.
You would guess that, though, to be fair.
And we have two very, very, very close answers for first and second. So, taking Bob's closest answer, his second closest answer was only 6 off. And that was Gennaro Gattuso. He was on 73.
Oh.
But yeah, in second place is Tardelli, who was 81, who was 2 out.
Oh my God.
The winner being Nesta, who was 78. 1 out for Bob. So Bob wins that with his shout of 78 for Nesta, who was 1 out. Tosh, second with Tardelli, he was 81, 2 out. Myself, third with Donnarumma, who was 16 out, and Sean in fourth with Filippo Inzaghi, who was 22 out. So to be fair,
good guesses.
Fairly close guesses, aren't they? And yeah, Bob, being honest, who would you have picked Gattuso as your one choice?
Probably, yeah. He was the first one that came into my head.
Keep your appearance out in there.
I've been by my own game gutted.
That's happened.
To be fair, I would have gone if he'd. I was going Gattuso. I was actually going Gattuso. So he forced me into a better guess as well. To be fair, by naming him, so I was going to go Gattuso. Well, yeah, great shout. Well done, Bob. He's good. He's an expert on the Euros as well as the Prem. What can you say?
He absolutely enjoys watching it as well. Not that much. He must have £1 million on Belgium to win this game or something. Thanks for listening to our first Euro special of this 2024 campaign. We've been very glad to be back after a few week break. Please tune into our social medias, give it a follow, give it a like, comment and interact with us as much as possible. We're trying to grow our social media following. We'll be coming with more content over the Euros and over the summer and hopefully into the next season. And we hope you enjoyed the Euros and we hope you're supporting England. That was what Bob wanted me to tell you all. And yeah, Bob with a great win for keeping appearances following from where he ended the season. Tosh close by in second. Me and Sean still got work to do. I'm sure we'll get there. So yeah, we'll see you all next week.
Should we gave them the TikTok name?
Oh, would they not know that?
No.
So our social media handles are X Keeping Up Apps, and on Instagram and TikTok we are Keeping Up Apps Pod. So please check us out on there, and as we say, interact as much as possible, and we'll be coming with as much content as we can over the coming weeks, which you will hopefully enjoy. So yeah, tune in, share with your friends, and we'll see you next week.